Well, fortunately, iodine, radioactive iodine, has a very short half-life. It's measured in days to weeks. So within whatever radiation is on the ground will be gone within weeks to months. Okay, if the radiation in the air is decreasing, which we have some trend in that direction now, then it won't be replenishing the ground supply. So we would expect that the radiation in the air and in the milk and everything else is going down as long as there's no further releases from the Japan plants. And it's important to note that the iodine release from those plants was primarily during those initial explosions that they had. The ongoing radiation is not as much iodine.